You can now call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-MY-4PLAY. Or 833-694-7529. And leave your question, and we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes.
Hello again, and welcome to 4Play Radio Sex Therapy. I'm your host, certified sex therapist Lori Watson, author of Wanting Sex Again, and blogger at Psychology Today and WebMD. And I have with me Dr. Adam Matthews, my co-host, who's a couples therapist, psychotherapist, and president of NCAMFT. 4Play is dedicated to helping couples keep it hot. Each episode, we cover an aspect of sex that impacts your sex life and something that you can relate to. So if you find our discussions helpful, please give us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. We would love it if you would tell a friend about us. You can find us also on the web at 4playrst.com. And if you have a comment or a topic that you'd like us to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. Please send them to us at info@4playrst.com. Thanks for listening. Now on to today's topic.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to 4Play Radio Sex Therapy, where our goal is to help couples keep it hot. We are glad that you are with us. I am Dr. Adam Matthews, and I'm joined, as always, by our resident sex expert, sex therapist, blogger, author extraordinaire, all-around badass, Lori Watson. How are you today, Lori?
Hello.
Are you doing all right?
I'm doing good.
Good. Today, we are talking about morning sex versus evening sex, the
yes.
lark versus the owl. I guess larks are what, morning birds?
Morning birds.
Owls are more nocturnal at night.
Yes, of
so
course.
So we're talking about when you prefer sex, whether in the morning or at night.
Right.
Right. In general, are you more of a, not going to go into your
you
sexual preferences.
Are you asking me about sex?
No. Well, I mean, we are because this is a sex podcast. But in general, are you more of a morning person or a night person?
No, I'm a night owl.
You're an owl?
I'm an owl. Absolutely. So, I mean, I have to get up early for work. So during the week, you know, I usually go to bed early, but if it's the holiday, like right now, I'm suffering because there was a holiday and, you know, I become a night owl again.
Yeah. So you just get all your best work done.
Yeah. If I have the leisure, yeah. I stay up late.
See, I don't know if this is common for most people. I was a night owl and then I had children.
Yeah.
And they made me a morning person. So now I can't even sleep. I'm just awake. After your kids get out of the house, I mean, they're so detrimental, but after they get out of the house, did you switch back? Did you change?
Well, actually, my husband was the person who woke up in the morning usually. I was the night person, right? If they were sick or needed mommy, I was the night person.
Okay.
But he was the morning person.
Yeah.
Thank God.
He's
like cheerful in the morning. I'm not at all.
I hate the fact that that's where my clock is now.
And we're taping in the morning.
I know.
I better get cheerful.
I've already had my coffee. So when we're talking about this morning sex versus evening sex, the lark versus the owl, what do we mean by that? Why does this mess couples up so much? But it seems to be a common issue, right?
Right. We're
going to have whether I prefer sex in the morning or evening and whether I get enough of it.
So, I mean, I think there's something that we're going to talk about that is natural in terms of physiology. Mm-hmm. But I also think that there's a psychological sort of power struggle that goes on. Mm-hmm. You know, people can't find the time of day to have sex, you know, because I'm an evening person, you're a morning person, we can't do it. So there's something very psychological in that struggle.
Like they blame it on, I prefer night sex and
right.
you don't, that's why we're not having it.
Right, and like, what about the weekends, for crying out loud? You
yeah.
know, if you don't have kids, or if you do have kids, there's got to be a moment, right?
Right.
But generally, there is a biological issue that's at stake.
Because it seems to fall along gender lines, right? I mean, women prefer sex, or seem to prefer sex. Research shows between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m., right?
Right.
I don't know who's up at 1 a.m.
Of course.
Doing it. But, you know, okay, good for you.
That makes perfect sense to me.
I'm in bed. My children are asleep, so I'm sleeping. Anyway, men, though, prefer sex between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m., right?
I know.
And only 16% of men find that they want more sex at night. How do you explain this, Lori? How does that make sense?
I know. It's really testosterone. Men have a rise of testosterone in the morning. So that's why men have erections in the morning and they feel sexual desire, whereas women, actually, that's their low point of the day. And women in general are governed monthly in cycles, not daily like men are. Men have much more of a wider range daily. Women have it's smaller in terms of their discrepancy from morning to evening. There is a slight rise of testosterone in the evening for women, but it's very minimal.
Yeah.
And so I think there's something else at play in terms of why women want sex in the evening, and we can talk about that.
Right. But by and large, those numbers for testosterone really back that up, right?
For the men, certainly. Yeah. It's a 25 to 50% difference than throughout the rest of their day.
So meaning they have 25 to 50% more testosterone
in the morning.
Right. And in part, that's because it builds up overnight, right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
There's a build in that. And you're talking about how for women, though, it's not as much fluctuation throughout the day. Men vary wildly in their testosterone levels throughout the day. It's in part why you could also blame that as why men are always thinking about sex, because their testosterone levels are spikes in general, this is the
hormone, right, that causes us to have physiological desire. Mm-hmm. But as we know, women have such minimal testosterone in comparison. Even though we may use it slightly different than men in our bodies, but that's why it's much more complex in terms of why women are turned on.
Yeah, and so tell me, you were linking it to. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
You were linking it though to women's menstrual cycle. So can you say a little bit more about that? Like, how is it linked to?
Yeah. So basically, mid cycle, a woman has her highest level of testosterone. She's also ovulating, so biologically, right, in reproductive health, she's going to want to do it more mid-cycle, you know, because she's designed to have children and for the species to go on. So, you know, essentially that's her high point. There's also a rise just before menstruation that can cause her to feel more desire. So her monthly cycle is more of a guiding principle, which can be disappointing if you're like, yeah, but I, you know, want it several times a week.
Right.
Like, what are we talking about? A desert, you know, during the beginning or the end or what's the scoop? Yeah.
So his spikes of testosterone are going to be more daily. Hers are going to be monthly, right? They're going to be.
But she does have a slight rise in the evening. But I think it's also something relational for her that women's greatest turn on is whether or not they feel attractive. So throughout the day, she's been able to anticipate, and he's been able to have input in terms of her desirability. So that gives her, you know, where she wakes up in the morning, she doesn't have that input yet. Mm. But by evening, she can.
Right. You're mentioning, too, that there's an interesting study about long-distance relationships. Tell us about that, because you were talking about, I sort of understood what you were talking about, but you're talking about that anticipatory nature of being together with
So there was a research study, right, that talked about long-distance relationships. It was new because they tested testosterone basically from the saliva, not just while her partner was with her, but like days before. So it was over a two-week span, and they found that her lowest testosterone levels were when she had been away from her lover for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Her highest level was the day before she saw him. And then the day after they had sex.
So that's lending credence to the idea of it's anticipatory.
It's anticipatory, right. There's some biological sense in her anticipating the event.
Yeah. But do I understand right, too, that it wasn't just the partner? It wasn't just any partner. It wasn't just the
idea of sex.
It was partner-specific.
It was partner-specific. It was seeing her permanent partner, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that increased her level.
Exactly.
Of testosterone, which also increased her libido, her desire to have sex.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's really helpful. When we get to our tips, I think that's going to be one of the real catalysts to say this is how we begin to solve this dilemma in particular. But there's another hormone too that's important too that can dampen this for everybody as well, both genders, both male and female, which is cortisol, right?
Right, cortisol. So it wakes us up in the morning, but if we have too much of it, because it's a stress hormone, so if we're stressed out in our jobs or our family life or whatever, it can dampen sexual desire in both genders. Mm. So which is one of the reasons, you know, if there aren't a million that we need to reduce stress,
goodness,
it definitely helps with our sex life, right?
Yeah.
Because it dampens testosterone.
Yeah, and that kind of talks about, too, why for men in particular, right, who tend to carry work on their shoulders and in their person sometimes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. I'm carrying it on my shoulders
all
the time.
Do you think that there's
Are you kidding?
I know, but I'm not trying to say that you don't, but you also, like, women also do better at also including, like, family and family concerns.
That's
like,
right.
They carry
the work and the family.
Yeah,
on
their
shoulders.
I get you. I hear you. But I think I think when men, because if our testosterone lowers at night, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, in part, that stress is also further
stress
from the day. That's what I hear from a lot of my couples is that the man comes home, right? If she's particularly if it's more traditional and she stays home, he comes home and is wanting to rest, wanting to unwind. Like that cortisol is pressing on him,
yeah,
right, from the stress of the day. I think it'd be even worse in dual income families,
yeah,
right, where both partners are working and they're coming home. They both have that cortisol working,
and that's getting the energy, kind of kill it too.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, but I'm talking about the interest in each other
yeah,
is also what I'm talking about as well.
Okay, so I mean, one thing I think is different is that women often have more tools about how they communicate their stress and ways to offload it. You know, maybe they call a girlfriend on the drive home and says, you won't believe what my boss did. I mean, I am always calling my best girlfriend, Terry. She's single. She's in L.A. She's beautiful, just for the record.
That's a more elegant way to make the point that I was making, yeah, which is I think men internalize
those
things.
And yourself in trouble.
I guess I was. I wasn't trying to dig a hole, but I just found myself in one anyway.
Yeah.
But I think men internalize that. And so the cortisol levels stay high.
Mm-hmm.
Their stress levels stay high. Whereas maybe I'm wrong on this, maybe women have more avenues to kind of offload that cortisol.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Will you accept that? Now, see, all the hate mail is going to roll. All the hate mail is going to roll in. So what do you think is, that when we talk about all this biology, what's the takeaway for you applies to our discussion?
Like, why is it important? That is an input into your argument between the two of you of, you know, I'm a morning person, I'm a night person. I mean, recognize that there is a biology piece that's at play. Mm. So while I think that there's a power struggle often that happens, you know, if your partner doesn't want sex at night, you know, and
it's not about you.
They're a male. It's not about you. And if you don't want sex, if she doesn't want sex in the morning, like, no kidding. She just rolled out of bed. She hasn't brushed her teeth. She hasn't gotten fresh.
Wait,
you know,
don't give away all our tips. Don't give away all our tips.
Okay, we'll be back.
We're going to come back after the break and talk about some tips for resolution for you larks and you owls, how to do it better and how to talk about it better. We'll be back after a bit.
Thank you so much to all our Patreon supporters.
Right? Yeah. Patreon is a platform where you can directly support things that you love. We really want to expand the resources that we can be able to provide to you as our listeners.
If, you know, our work touches you and our work helps you, we would be so grateful for your support. Just go to our website, foreplayrst.com, and there you can find a way to support us and you can see our episodes and our blogs. And thank you so much, guys.
Speaking with certified sex therapist Lori Watson from Awakening Center for Couples and Intimacy. Lori, what is an intensive?
So an intensive is 12 to 14 hours of therapy all in one weekend. And it's a way to really make fast progress compared to weekly therapy. I mean, there's just so much more you can get done when you have a chunk of time.
Overcome the challenges in your relationship and your sex life. Learn more about intensives and Awakening Center's other services at awakenloveandsex.com.
At Matthews Counseling, we believe it is our job to come alongside you in whatever difficult challenges of life you are in and help you rediscover hope and to find the strength that you have to face those challenges. We strive to create a safe and comfortable place for you to explore who you want to be and identify the obstacles standing in your way. Oftentimes, the first step toward finding help is the hardest, but it can also be the bravest. Give us a call at 919-587-8018. Find us online at matthewscounseling.net. We look forward to working with you.
Hey, we're back with Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy, and we want to invite you to find us on social media. You know, we're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, so please look us up. And
we're also on Patreon, so don't forget about that. We got great stuff coming down the pipe for that,
yes,
as well.
Exactly.
And we are talking about morning sex versus evening sex, larks versus owls, how to resolve that for you partners. And we have a few tips for if you prefer morning sex, a few tips if you prefer evening sex, right, on how to really begin to address this. And you're kind of hitting on one of them when we were ending there, Lori, for if you prefer morning sex, right?
Right.
One of the things to do is to really go slower and to give your partner more time to get cleaned up, to get ready, brushing your teeth, all that kind of stuff, right?
Right. Tammy Nelson, one of our cohorts who is a sex therapist, says, you know, that it's all about cleanliness for women in the morning. That's one of the problems. She wants to take a quick shower, brush her teeth. So it's not the rollover, snuggle in the bed, because then she's kind of more awake, and then she may want to get dressed and go to work, which is a problem.
But it's at least given a chance for the shower to happen,
right?
For the teeth brushing to happen, for making yourself a little more, not presentable, but just
a tad
waking up,
clean up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know what? If you do get to it, mm-hmm. The studies show that both genders will perform better at work if they've had morning sex.
Yeah.
You know, like they are up and at them. It's like, go for it. This is great.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
So those, when you're starting slower in that way, you can spend more time cuddling, possibly also giving way more compliments rather than the dirty talk that worked at 11 p.m. probably isn't going to work, right, when the sun gets up, right?
Right.
Right.
We're all about clean in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Clean talk.
One of the ways, and you mentioned this one too, focusing on the benefits of morning sex when you talk about it is going to help get your partner more on board with morning sex, right? And you're mentioning one of those that they perform better at work in the morning. They also, men have a higher level of another hormone called vasopressin, which drives emotional attachment, right?
It is part of the, yes.
Right.
It's part of the hormonal panel, essentially, that
right.
does. Yeah, so if he's got that going on early in the morning, you're saying he's feeling more connected all day long to her, which is good. Hopefully leading to more compliments, leading to night sex.
Yeah.
You know, we're all about clean in the morning, but even if she doesn't have time to take the shower before sex, you know, maybe with his reassurance of saying, hey, baby, you're beautiful just as you are. It's great. She can relax enough to have sex without that quick little cleanup first.
Yeah. I think that's reframing morning sex as connection, right? As emotional connection, as wanting to start your day together, right? And as something that's going to propel you out throughout the day rather than just being all about sex. It's not just about the down and dirty, right? I mean, it's about the connection and bringing your relationship forward.
Right, exactly.
One of the other things, too, is that working out first, right? Getting up early, working out together. And then having sex. Would this be a good thing to do?
This would be a great thing to do, Adam, because we know that post-workout for about 30 minutes, both genders have a rise in terms of desire. Mm. And it also makes arousal easier.
Right.
So I'm sure that's going on in your household, right? You're both jumping up
really
early
right.
before the kids.
Right, we're leaving the
working
kids.
Working out.
We're leaving the kids, right?
Yeah.
Going to the gym together. We feel like 9 years old
sure.
is a perfect time to be able
sure.
to leave our kids at home together now. I do think, though, that one of the things that we have done, but also that I think other couples can do is working out together is great if you can do it. If you can't, giving each other space to do that in the morning, right? Maybe she goes first to the gym for an hour, then comes home and relieves you if you've got kids, and then you can go to the gym after that. But I think exercise becomes really vitally important, and doing it first thing in the morning can help give you space for that.
Exactly.
Right? And then another tip about morning sex is going to bed earlier, right? We do not talk enough about sleep. I think we might need to do a whole podcast about sleep.
Who gets sleep?
I mean, no one.
Sleep is overrated.
No, it's not overrated, Lori. It's important. It's vital. I'm going to fight for sleep in my life. The other morning, quick.
But are you really going to tempt somebody who's not a morning person, say, let's go to bed early so we can have sex in the morning?
Well, you should. Like, because, like, if you're not getting sleep, you are not, like, there's no way. you've got to get sleep.
I know. It's all about health, too.
It is. It's about health, but the sleep deprivation significantly lowers your testosterone levels.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Come on. Get on board with me on this.
For everybody.
I need sleep. I'll need you to preach it. I need you to preach it to my children.
It actually raises your cortisol.
It raises your, sleep deprivation raises your stress.
Your stress. Right.
All right.
Okay. So how do we get them to want to have sex in the evening?
Okay. Well, first,
that's what I want to know.
I love this one because this is going. You watch more football. Watch more football, and if
that's
football's
right.
not on, watch more basketball.
Yeah,
baseball.
Actually,
it's baseball
it's
season.
True.
Watching
no,
more baseball
true,
season
because watching competitive sports for whatever reason, You know, it's aggression. It triggers aggression in males. Mm-hmm. And so it raises their testosterone by something like 20%. But only, I think, if their team wins.
Only if their team wins. Okay.
Yeah.
If their team loses. So it's a 50-50 proposition about whether it's going to happen.
So this is going to work really well. Like, she's going to be ignored and he's going to be watching games. Okay.
No, they can watch
How about romance? How about some romance? Getting more romantic.
Right. But not too much of it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's some other study in Japan that says, you know, forget about the music because music calms men down. It calms their aggression. It does put women in the mood. So you're like in this bind, this catch 22. Like, what do? You turn the music on or not?
How would you resolve that one?
I would turn the music on.
You would turn the music on.
It's okay.
Okay.
I need the mood.
So you all right. So you're invalidating our tip there.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. All right. My husband actually plays music. Okay. Well, you know, I think building the anticipation during the day, certainly if you're the low desire partner, you have to think about it in your own mind, right? Mm-hmm. Tonight's the night. What do I need? I need to get rest. I need to, you know, think about sexy things. I need to have a fantasy going, or I need to read something that's sexy. You know, or I need to connect with my partner, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to want to have sex unless I'm connected. So that means get the babysitter, go out to dinner, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that goes back to what we were talking about before, that anticipation can be really key. I think in general, though, and then I think men can have sex whenever, right? Morning,
right.
Evening.
A lot of men are going to be saying, what do you mean I don't want sex in the evening?
I do too. That's right. But being able to make that connection is also going to build anticipation for both genders and really be helpful as well. And then you can take the tip that we talked about before and still apply it to the evening. Working out together in the evening
after the kids have gone to bed. Yoga.
All right. Then you maybe don't mind if, you know, you're all sweaty afterwards because you're just going to keep getting sweaty.
Oh, no. You want to take the shower.
You still want to take the shower.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
But 30 to 40 minutes. 30 to 40
shower
minutes.
Shower together. Sorry.
There you go. 30 to 40 minutes of intense resistance or endurance exercise increases T level some by 30% and leads to 26% more orgasms.
Woohoo!
That's what we're looking for, right? A quarter more orgasms. I think everybody would take that. Listen, there's just some very straightforward stuff that people can do, right? We're fans of the nooner, right?
Yeah.
If you don't know.
Especially, you know, couples who work together at home.
Meet in the middle.
I have a lot of couples who work at home together, and they're like, can't figure out when to have sex. I'm like,
lunch break. Come on.
Middle of the day, that's great. You got high energy. Let's do that.
You mentioned the weekend. You mentioned this earlier.
People who can't figure out a morning or an evening because they're rushing off to work or they're too tired from work. I mean, come on. Figure it out on the weekend. This is great. This is easy. I think if you can't figure it out on the weekend, then basically you're in a power struggle.
Mm.
It's not the testosterone difference. It's not the morning-evening difference. It's the fact that one person is insisting on having it their way, you know, Really, even if you're not a morning person, I will say I was a night owl. I am actually now a morning person as I've gotten a little bit older.
So you were lying to me earlier? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, well, it, you know, as I have more energy in the morning,
you
know, it turns out. So weekends are great times.
Yeah. And then ultimately, I think people just, they need, that's what, if they're considering each other, they may also just be taking turns.
Yeah.
And maybe this time it's in the morning, another time it's in the evening, and negotiating
that. No kidding.
Like that is the most straightforward, simplest solution to it. But obviously, you have to care about each other.
And caring about doing it when your partner is really into it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're certainly a high desire person and your partner's an opposite time of day, figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, whether you're a morning or an evening person, thanks for listening. We hope this will help you kind of negotiate between some of that. This has been 4Play Radio Sex Therapy. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at info@4playrst.com.
And you can call us now and leave us a voicemail. And when you call us and leave us that voicemail, you're basically giving us permission to use your question on the air. So we're going to be starting to answer your questions and actually play your voice. So, you know, let us know. Email us if you have something else. We don't actually answer questions, but we take them into consideration. And that really helps drive our topics and our subjects.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for that.
We hope you are out there keeping it hot. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time.
4Play Radio Sex Therapy. Hey, help us stay on top here at 4Play. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take one sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.
All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor.